Hey, this is the Von Zermonder, Stephen Anthony, and today we have another story. This is the story of Don Lennon. The story is called The Many Lives of Don Lennon. Don Lennon was quite a big Beatle. He wasn't in the Beatles, he was a Beatle. The one day he was walking along some unusual grass. It didn't feel like real grass, and it was teal in colour. When he looked up, he could no longer see the sky, but he could see a huge fan on the ceiling, and he could also see some lights just below it. It was a ceiling fan with lights. He was walking along this grass, not worried, nothing to worry about, when suddenly two hairy monsters come running at him. The one was a bit smaller than the other, but they were both running at him, each of them having four legs. Don Lennon ran as fast as he could. He stepped up this huge step, which he had to do a little fly to get up there.
Is there something that Don Lennon can fly?
Yeah, we haven't quite got to the fact that how well he can fly just yet, but he managed to do a little fly, got up this big step.
Oh, he can fly.
And then up another big step, and he's amongst all these black rocks, which were artificial coals on a gas fire. But he didn't know. He was safe. The monsters had stopped chasing him. He felt a bit tired and was feeling a bit sleepy. Just before he could close his eyes, he thought to himself, I could have lost my life then, but I didn't. He started to feel very sleepy when suddenly there is a two-legged monster coming towards him with blonde hair. This two-legged monster is right by him, but she's taking no notice of him. Maybe she can't see him, he thought, trembling. Suddenly, he felt pain up his arse like he'd never felt in his life. She turned the gas fire on. He didn't know he was sitting on a gas fire. He flew as fast as he could, and he couldn't fly as well as he once could because his wings had been slightly singed. He went as he tried to fly up and out of the danger. The two-legged monster ran away, absolutely petrified. Don Lennon was quite amused by this. A huge monster with blonde hair has just run away from me. He did a flying dance around the room, which wasn't the best dance he'd ever done because he got singed wings. He landed back on the floor. Thought to himself, I must hide. Good job he did hide, because what he wasn't aware of was an even bigger two-legged monster with dark hair was about to come into the room, and this one had a weapon. He got this white thing that he was banging along the floor with, banging around.
Don't worry, fight ladies, he's put it away now.
Yeah, well, this was a different white thing. Not quite so thick. He banged around. And then between the ornaments, he was hiding in a corner. He moved slightly out of the corner just before the white thing banged into the corner, then ran more furnishings, more ornaments around the ceiling.
I think he hid under the chair.
Then suddenly, the lights went out. It was dark. Oh no, he thought. The two-legged monster was magical and had somehow created wind in the room. By turning the fan on, ladies and gentlemen. But the Don Lennon doesn't know that. The fan was going faster and faster. More wind was blowing at Don Lennon. What can I do? What can I do? He thought. He stayed dead still. Suddenly the wind stopped. The lights came back on. The six-foot monster seemed to sort of sit on one of the soft furnishings. And suddenly, the two-legged blonde monster was back in the room. They were both chatting. And then the six-foot monster left. Oh my God, I could have died there, thought Don Lennon. But I didn't. He fell asleep, still in his safe place. The next day, the whole room was very quiet. He decided to take another walk on the teal grass. When he looked over, he noticed that there were now two monsters back in the room. Both about the same height. Both had higher voices. One had blonde hair, one had dark hair. The one kept yodeling, "So, Dally, there was noise in this room." Dally went, "Well, Louise, I can't hear anything now." But then Louise suddenly did. She went, "Didn't you hear that, Dally?" "Yes." The two monsters went forward towards little Don Lennon. He froze. "Oh, my God, I think they can see me." Suddenly, the blonde one gets a little box out of her pocket and is now pointing the box at Don Lennon. Something about this box is magical because now the dark-haired monster with two legs, she comes towards him and suddenly he's trapped. He's trapped behind invisible walls. It's a circular wall all around him. He can't get out, he can't fly up, he can't fly down, he panics, he can't do anything. Then something that looked like snow started creeping under the white wall. "What on earth is that?" he thought. "I can't get away from it. I'm going to have to step on it. What if it hurts me?" He steps on it, but it doesn't hurt him. It just feels like floor. Before he knows what's happening next, he's rising into the air. Oh my gosh. It goes from normal light to darkness as the female monster takes him outside. Suddenly a bright light hits him. Security light came on. Oh my God, he's now really in a panic. He's trying to crash into the walls. These walls, these invisible walls, they will not let him out. When suddenly he feels himself falling, but so are the walls falling. So is the snow falling. As he hits the ground, he hears an almighty smash and the walls are broken everywhere. Oh my God, I could have died then, he thought. A little bit later, there's like this brush thing sweeping along the floor. He quickly darts out the way. All of the invisible wall is going into this container thing. He doesn't know what it is, but it's a pan and brush. He then sees a light. "I must head towards the light." It's the torch of the iPhone. He heads towards the light. Suddenly there's like soft furnishings there. He's not aware he's actually landed on the blonde monster. Oh my God, I could have died then, he thought. The blonde monster then walks towards the house. And suddenly there is silence. Then some talking. Then a scream. The scream happened just as the monster touched him. Oh my God, he thought. Suddenly he's wrapped up in like fur. He can't believe that he's wrapped up. Am I safe? But the fur comes closer and closer to him until suddenly he is safe because there are angels there taking him to a much nicer place. He realised that could have possibly been the last life of poor Don Lennon before he moved to a much more beautiful place. The end.